You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Welcome to Breakout Radio Church morning. And we want to welcome those of you that have joined us on BPNradio.com, those of you that have joined us on TuneIn Radio. Gene and I are delighted to have you in church today. It's going to be a wonderful day.
It is. It's going to be a great day today.
Yes, it is. We're excited about what the Holy Spirit is going to do, and we just want to welcome everybody. Breakout Radio Church, of course, is a church without walls, and we are welcoming members all across America and around the world. It's wow.
We have. Yes, we are.
I was just looking, Gene. We're going to pray here in just a moment. We're going to have some praise and worship, but we now have 40 states and nations represented at Breakout Radio Church.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Washington, Texas, California, Arizona, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, Nevada, Missouri, Louisiana, New Mexico, Ohio, Mississippi, Vermont, Tennessee, New York, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Indiana, Colorado, Montana, West Virginia, Illinois, Washington, D.C., Iowa, India, Pakistan, Canada, Kenya, Africa, Nigeria, Africa, Netherlands, England, Malawi, Africa, Costa Rica, Malaysia, Kohima, that must be India, and
that's
Germany.
Wow. Wow. You read that fast.
Wow, I did. I read them fast.
Yeah, but we're thankful for all of you.
We're very, very thankful for all of you that are joining us today.
Yes.
And we are so grateful. We're going to pray. We do want to, as we pray today for the service here at Breakout Radio Church, we want to pray for the memorial service for Dr. Billy Graham,
yes,
which is going to be held on Friday. Even though we never met Dr. Billy Graham, we have a mutual friend, Michael W. Smith, who was a very close friend of Billy Graham. And Michael, by the way, is going to be on with me at bpnradio.com in the morning at 10 o'clock a.m. And we're going to talk about his friendship with Billy Graham,
yes,
and I believe that Michael's going to be ministering
and
there.
And we did go to his last crusade.
Billy
Graham's last crusade.
Yeah, in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, what an honor it was. And
that's
where we first saw Michael W. Smith. Billy Graham preached that night there at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. And we're just believing that thousands of people, because they're going to watch the memorial service, so they're going to watch Billy Graham being laid, being there in the rotunda of the Capitol building. It's going to be a great, I believe that many, many people are going to come to know Jesus this week. So Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement today, Lord, that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here in the service today at Breakout Radio Church. And we are so thankful for our members. We're thankful for those who may be visiting the church today. We are so very, very grateful. And Gene and I, we set ourselves in agreement today in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here today and all week long at Breakout Radio Church. At here at the 8 a.m. Central Time service and the 10 a.m. Central service. And then as this service is replayed throughout the week on BPN Radio and TuneIn Radio, we just declare in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done.
Yes.
And Father, we pray also today for the ministers who are part of Breakout Radio Church. We just have so many pastors and those people that are ministers. And I just feel like we need to pray for them today. Donald and Janice Brown, Eugene and Kathy Bullard, Dr. Gerald and Thelma Davis, Dr. Carolyn DeLeon, Pastor Devin Shyam, Bill Donahue, Pastor Art Evans, Tim and Pam Filkins, Gloria Garner, Glenn Ellen Howard, Pastor Roy Ivins, Pastor Jim Jameson, Pastor B.K. Jones, Ian Allison Kieber. Ian's with us today. Gene and Sally Massey, Kayla McLaughlin, Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, James Parker, Leah Peters, Joe Ragland, David and Anita Rogers, Allison Scheller, Shay Schultz, Carol Shaw, Craig and Tara Sloan, Barry and Laura Smith, Susie Thompson, Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn, Russell Yurima, and there may be others. We just pray for you right now. Those of you that are a part of Breakout Radio Church, we pray for you right now. We ask God to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, Gene, this is a wonderful day.
It is a wonderful day.
Wonderful day. Next month, we're going to be celebrating 57 years of marriage and 51 years of full-time ministry.
We are. That's exciting.
That is exciting. That's quite amazing. We're excited, and we're in a wonderful season of our lives. And Darren Shaw's going to be leading the worship today here at Breakout Radio Church. We're going to call on Darren Shaw, and he's going to lead us in a song entitled, There Is No God Like Our God. I remember that is the word that we had after God healed you of cancer in 2004.
Yes.
We begin to say, there is no God like our God.
That's right.
And so Darren wrote this song, and we're going to have him to lead us today. And Ian might want to come and join us. And we're just going to sing along with him, There Is No God Like Our God. So here we go, Ian. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. And here is... Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lord.
Prepare the way for him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
him. Yes, we do.
Thank you, Lord.
He forever lives.
Thank you, Lord.
He forever is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorious above his creation.
Thank you, Lord. God.
There is no one like our God.
there is
no one like our God.
Thank you, Lord.
We're grateful for him.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
He's ever faithful, ever strong.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no one like our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Gather earth.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we will.
He forever lives.
Yes, he does.
He forever lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Glorious above.
Thank you, Jesus.
His creation.
Praise him.
There is no one like our God.
There is thank you, Lord.
Like it.
There is no one like our God.
Thank you, Lord.
He's ever faithful, ever strong.
Thank you, Lord. Ever strong.
Yes.
Yes.
There is no one like our God.
Always there for you.
That's right.
The strength to heal and power to save. He conquered death and left the grave.
Thank you, Lord.
He leads his people out in song.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no one like our God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we do.
Sing
we do.
Sing aloud his praise.
Yes, we do.
We magnify the Lord and sing. We magnify.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's no one like our God.
There is no one like our God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, there is no one like our God.
Thank you, Lord.
He's ever faithful, ever strong.
Thank you, Lord. Lord,
heal and save.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He leads his people out in sorrow.
Yes.
There is no one like our God.
Thank you, Lord.
He's ever faithful, ever strong. Oh, there is no one like our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So good.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift him up.
There's no one like our God. Right. Lord, we just praise you this morning.
Yes.
We worship you. We honor you today. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are so awesome. You are a mighty God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning. We magnify you today. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 We honor you, Jesus. May you be lifted high and lifted up. We worship you today. We honor you today. We magnify you today. Hallelujah. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Worship him with me today, church. In Jesus' name. Lord, we worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. We honor you today, Lord. You are so awesome. You are so mighty. We worship you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We exalt you this morning here at Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We declare that we are a house of prayer for all nations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we are a house of prayer for all nations, and we magnify you. And we glorify you today. You're such a good God. You're such an awesome God. And we love you this morning. We bless your name. Honor your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless the people that are joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. We bless you in Jesus' name. We ask the Holy Spirit come and touch your life today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into the service today here at Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're so thankful today for salvation. We're thankful today for Dr. Billy Graham that came and began to preach the gospel. We pray this week that millions of people will come to Jesus this week, Lord, as we honor this man of God and as the message goes out and his videos go out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you today. Well, Ian, so thankful for you, one of our spiritual sons here.
Yes.
And
he's gonna duck down a little bit on the
He's gonna duck down a little bit.
He's taller than we are.
And give you an opportunity to give today.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning, church family. So happy to be here and so blessed to be along with you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live and on BPN Radio as I duck down to fit my head in the camera here. Oh, gosh, just reminded of I mean, what a great God we have. God is so amazing and so good, and we are so blessed that by you, our loyal listeners, our viewers, those church members that are out there, we just thank you for allowing us this ministry and for allowing us to continue preaching the gospel to the nations and across the globe. And we just want to thank you again so much. And just a couple of things, reminder, again, today, if you're local in the Austin area or within an hour or two driving distance, come on out to Austin Cathedral, where Papa Dale's going to be preaching live at, and something for a chance to come out and visit a great church there as well, and we'd love to see you there. For those of you who also, if you heard what Dale said, that tomorrow morning, Monday morning, 10 a.m. Central, he's got Michael W. Smith as his guest. Right? Don't you want to tune into BPN Radio to do that? Yeah. And so if you're viewing us on Facebook today, it's not going to be on Facebook Live. You're going to have to tune to bpnradio.com, where we've got a brand new, beautiful website for you to, you can just hop right on BPN Radio and click play, and you're going to be tuned live to BPN Radio wherever you are from the internet connection that you've got. Or you're welcome to actually use the TuneIn app as well, if you prefer. The TuneIn app is a great, great one also to download on your iPhone or on your other listening device. And you can tune in to BPN Radio right through the TuneIn app as well. And so a couple of options for you, but make sure you're tuning in for that. And of course, on our brand new website, there's resources there. You can still access Let's Pray America on there. So if you're needing prayer, you can submit your prayer requests through letspraymerica.com, but you can access that also through BPN Radio. And of course, we do have the donate button there. So for those of you who are our church members and regular tithers and givers, we want to give you an opportunity to give today. And you can do so at bpnradio.com. You can click the donate button, and that's going to allow you to give with a debit or credit card through PayPal. Or if you prefer to write a check, you can do so by making those checks out to Breakout Ministries and sending them to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. Again, that's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. And I just want to pray with you all real quick. Thank you so much, God, for all of the people who tune in to BPN Radio, for all of our viewers on Facebook, for all of those that are our regular givers and contributors to this broadcast and to our programming here. We are so blessed by them, God. We just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing with this ministry. We thank you for multiplying the seed that those that are sowing into this ministry, that you just magnify that seed back into their lives, God. We are so grateful that you take that and multiply and fill up their storehouses, God. We are just so grateful for all that you are doing. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit to guide us in the right direction whenever we you're there with us always, God. We are just so wonderfully grateful for that. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing here. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we'll invite Dale to come back up here again. So excited for all the wonderful things happening here on BPN Radio. And,
thank you, Ian. The studio was not built for you. It was built for short people. How tall are you, Ian?
6'3".
It was built for 5'6" people.
There you go.
Well...
Yeah. You're here every day, so it's got to fit you more than it's got to fit me, right? So it's all good.
So thankful and grateful for you mm-hmm. and the wonderful job that you're doing.
Thank you.
And you hear Ian's voice during the week on bpnradio.com. Gene and I just want to thank each of you that are giving your tithe and your contributions every week. Those of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church, your faithful giving. You know, for over 30 years, Gene and I traveled almost every week to some church. And of course now, except for a few occasions during the year, we are here at Breakout Radio Church on Sundays. And so consequently, we are supported by you, our church members, and those of you that believe in this ministry, what God has called us to do. And we are so very, very thankful and grateful. So we thank you for your giving. We're so grateful for your giving. And we just want to bless you as you give your tithe and your offerings today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, well, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me, if you will, to the book of First Peter. First Peter chapter number 5. First Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. I'm just going to read one passage of Scripture. I'm going to preach this morning, and then we're going to pray a while. I believe the Holy Spirit has given me something that's been burning in my heart. I was burning the midnight oil last night, just preparing for what the Holy Spirit wanted to do here at Breakout Radio Church. So here's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What did he say? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. He didn't say he was a lion. We know who the true lion is. That's the Lion of Judah. We know that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the true lion. He is the Lion of Judah. But Satan, Lucifer, the devil, he pretends to be a lion. But he roars like a lion. And so the Bible said, because of that, we need to be sober. We need to be vigilant, watchful, observant, attentive, alert, eagle-eyed, hawk-eyed, on the lookout, on one's toes, wide awake, wakeful, cautious, wary, circumspect, heedful, and mindful. We need to be alert because our adversary, the devil, he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Had the opportunity several years ago to minister with Pastor John Kilpatrick, who, of course, led the hosted the Brownsville revival there in Florida years ago, and that lasted for about 5 years and impacted the world. So he came to Fort Worth, had the opportunity to minister with him there in a conference. He tells the story of a couple that went to Africa. And of course, Gene and I have been to Africa on several occasions. But he tells the story about this couple that went to Africa, and they were warned on several occasions about the animals, the wild animals there in Africa. If any of you have taken an African safari, you know what I'm talking about. And the animals are everywhere. And so when you drive around in a truck, if you're on a safari, you drive around in the truck during the day, the lions are not going to bother you. But at night, that is when they're on the prowl. Lions sleep most of the day. They're nocturnal. And but at night, they go out. And this couple was reminded because they were sleeping, I believe, out in a tent. And so they were reminded to keep a fire burning, keep a fire burning all night. And as long as the fire was burning, the lions would not come in, because the fire repelled the lions and the lions wouldn't come in. But as the story goes, one night, the couple let the fire go out, and the lion came in, grabbed the man, and devoured him right in front of his wife. He was killed, slaughtered right in front of his wife. This horrific sight all happened because they let the fire go out. And, you know, no wonder that David wrote these words. He's in the book of Psalms. He said, I am surrounded by furious lions who greedily devour human prey, whose teeth pierce like spears and arrows, and whose tongues cut like swords. How long, O Lord, will you look on and do nothing? He was making an appeal. Rescue me from their fierce attacks. Protect my life from these lions. How long, O Lord, will you look on and do nothing? Rescue me from their furious attacks. Protect my life from these lions. Now, as I said before, you got to understand that Satan is not a lion, but he pretends to be a lion. He goes about and roars like a lion. He sounds like a lion. He pretends to be a lion, but he is not a lion. But his roar has the ability and the opportunity to intimidate us and make us afraid. We know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. But we know that Satan desires to make us afraid. But you must understand that the fire repelled, just as it repelled the lion there in Africa, we know that fire repels satanic forces that try to come against us as believers. For the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29, our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. He was that fire that appeared to Moses there in the book of Exodus. After Moses had been on the backside of the desert for 40 years, he looked and saw a bush, and the Bible said that bush was consumed with fire. And Moses looked, and the bush was not burning up. So the Bible said that when Moses turned aside to look, that God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, because God is a consuming fire. And he gave him instructions on how to lead the children out of Egyptian bondage. And the Bible said that they were led, the children of Israel was led by a fire at night, a cloud by day and a fire by night. God was that fire, that consuming fire that was leading the children of Israel every night for 40 years. And that so that they were protected and watched over by the fire. He was that fire that led the children of Israel. He was that fire that was in there in the burning furnace. He was the fourth man in the fire with Daniel and the Hebrew children. He was that fourth man in the fire. He was the fire that was kept on the altar. You remember the Lord said to the command was given to the priest under Moses' law that they were to light a fire upon the altar. And the Bible said they were to keep that fire burning on the altar day and night. Every night they were to keep the fire burning on the altar. And as a result of the fire that was burning on the altar, God was represented in that fire. He was represented to the children of Israel that he would not leave them nor forsake them during that time. And so the children of Israel had the opportunity to see the fire, because the Bible said our God is a consuming fire. So they were not to allow the fire to go out on the altar. Leviticus chapter 6 says, meanwhile, this fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must never go out. So each morning, the priest would add fresh wood to the fire so that it could burn day and night as a symbol of God repelling the powers of darkness that tried to come against the children of Israel. So that same fire that appeared in the Old Testament also appeared in the New Testament. John the Baptist, remember in Matthew chapter 3, the Bible said in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And this same John had his raiment of camel hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. And he said to them, one is coming after me who's mightier than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He said the fire is not only going to be on the outside of you, but it's coming a new day. There is a new covenant, and the fire will begin to burn on the inside of you, repelling the powers of the enemy, repelling the fire that the fake fire, the false fire, the fall fire that the enemy may try to bring. And the fire of the Holy Spirit would repel and not allow the devil to devour you. So John the Baptist came preaching about the fire. And Jesus talked about to his disciples before he ascended into heaven. He said, I want you to tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power, or the fire of the Holy Spirit, to dwell inside of you. I'm going to leave you, but there's going to be a fire that's going to come upon you, and it's going to dwell inside of you. It is going to be a consuming fire that will cause you to be a flame of fire. He said he would make his ministers a flame of fire. And so we are the ministers of the Lord. And so it happened in Acts chapter 2. The Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And so there is a baptism in water. I'm so thankful that I was baptized in water in the name of the Father and the Son and the name of Jesus. But there is a baptism of fire. There was a baptism of water and there was a baptism of fire. And on the day of Pentecost, the fire came and Peter stood up, the spokesperson, the preacher of Pentecost, who had denied Jesus just a little bit earlier. But now he had the fire of God and he spoke these words. He said, it's not just for us today here in Jerusalem, but this promise is unto you and your children and your children's children, those that are far off. He looked down at 2018, and this promise, he said, unto you that you will have a baptism of fire. And so, remember, Elijah stood on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings chapter 18, and he said to the prophets of Baal, who said that their God was the true God, and this is what Elijah said, the God that answers by fire is the one that we will serve. And the Bible said that Elijah prayed, and the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice. And the people begin to say, the Lord, he is God. Why? Because he was the God that answered by fire. And so we know that on the day of Pentecost, the fire came, the fire of the Holy Spirit came to those 120 in the upper room. But Peter prophesied, this is for everybody. Everybody. And so he invited people over the centuries to participate so the fire of God could burn in their hearts and lives. I'm so thankful that when I was a teenager, I was baptized with a fire. I not only spoke in tongues, but there was a fire ignited inside of me. And some people say, well, how do you just keep preaching after 50 years? You keep preaching because there is a fire, which is a passion that is inside of you that continues to burn in you to continue day by day, week by week, and month by month, year by year, preaching the gospel. Because you are consumed with that fire, not consumed by the enemy, but consumed with the fire. And as a result of that fire that burns in me, that burns in you, when the enemy comes roaring like a lion, there is no way that he can devour us. He may try to attack us. He may try to roar at us. He may try to scream at us. He may try to intimidate us. He may try to plague us, bedevil us, trouble us, harrow us, rack us, consume us, swallow us up, overcome us, overwhelm us. But he cannot do it. Why? Because there is a fire. He cannot do it except the fire goes out. And there are many people today that once were consumed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, but the fire has gone out in their lives, and they are being consumed by the enemy. The Satan has no power over you. He can roar at you. Remember, he is not a lion. He pretends to be a lion. He cannot devour you unless you allow the fire to go out. And that was what was happening. I was reading today from 1 Samuel chapter 3, when the boy Samuel was lying down and the lamp had almost gone out, or the fire had gone out, and they just had a little lamp there in the temple because Eli the priest had let the fire gone out. He ended up dying. He fell backwards and broke his neck, and his two sons died because they had let Eli let the fire go out, and the fire had gone out in the church, and Eli was consumed and his family was consumed. And so God had to raise up a new generation of those that had the fire burning, including Samuel the prophet and others that followed him. What am I saying today? I am saying that many of you are under attack, and it's like that Satan has attacked you and consumed you because you have allowed the fire to go out. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, burning inside of us, resisting the devil that tries to come and devour us, consume us, overtake us, and destroy us. And he can only do it if we allow the fire go out. Like the man in Africa, the fire went out and the lions came in. And so there is a roaring lion that is waiting to devour you. Waiting to devour you when the fire goes out. And I just want to ask you today, those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, has the fire gone out? Are you under attack? Is your health under attack? Is your marriage under attack? Is your finances under attack? And it may be that you're just being threatened, but it may be that Satan has come in and has devoured you, has devoured your marriage, has devoured your health, has devoured your business, has devoured your job. And it seems like that everything seems to be going wrong. Everything seems to be going south. And you may say, God, what is happening to me? What is taking place in my life? What has gone wrong? It may be today. It could be this morning that you have allowed the fire to go out. The fire no longer is burning in you. There is no longer that passion for God and the things of God. And no longer are you getting up and spending time in prayer. No longer are you spending time praying in the Spirit. No longer are you spending time worshiping Him. No longer are you in love with Jesus, but you have allowed life to become so complicated. And there's unforgiveness in your heart, and things have gone wrong, and faith has seemingly fled out of your life. And you say, God, I once was on fire for you. There was once a fire burning inside of me. That consuming fire was inside my life, but I've become so cold and indifferent. The Bible said, Jesus said, I wish that you were hot or cold, but because you're only lukewarm, there's no fire, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. There's not going to be any place of resistance, repellent, because the fire's gone out. And Satan sees that. He sees there is no fire. He comes and roars at you. He knows that as long as a fire is burning inside of you, as long as that fire has consumed you, that Holy Ghost and fire, that he cannot devour you. But when he sees that the fire is gone out, there is no fire inside of you, then he comes to devour you. I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray for those of you that just say, Pastor, I'm just going through so many difficult things in my life, my own life. I just feel like there's no fire in my life. I feel like there's no passion in my life. I don't know what has happened. I want to tell you that God is still here for you. And, you know, the Bible said that we can stir up we need to stir up ourselves in the Holy Ghost. We can fan the flame of fire, and we can declare the fire of God is going to burn in our lives once again. And I pray for you today, those of you The fire's gone out. I just pray that this very moment that you'll begin to stir up the fire inside of you and say, God, I want you to ignite the fire in me. I want to repel the attack of Satan, the attack of the enemy that has come against me and is trying to destroy my life, my emotions, trying to destroy my marriage. Maybe Satan has come against your children. You don't even know maybe where your son or daughter is. Maybe that fire burned in you. Maybe at one time you preached the gospel. Maybe one time you ministered the gospel. Maybe at one time you had a burning testimony. But it seems like everything is gone cold. And it seems like that Satan, the roaring lion who goes about as a roaring lion, has come to devour you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for those who are attending Breakout Radio Church today that have let the fire go out in their lives. And it seems like that everything that can go wrong is going wrong in their own life, with their own walk with you, in their job, in their business, in their marriage, with their children, with their finances, with their health, with their vision. It seems like that everything seemingly has died inside of them, and they're being attacked. They're being devoured by the enemy. I pray for you right now. I break that attack of the devil that has come against you in Jesus' name. I break that fiery trial that you're going through in the name of Jesus. I break that consuming attack where Satan has come to consume you, attack you, devour you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And just say, you can just say, Lord, I need you today. Would you come and help me today? Would you set a fire down in my soul? Let it burn. Let it burn in my life. Hallelujah. I just believe we've just got to take some time, church. We got to take some time. We got to take some time to let the fire of God burn in our hearts. We need to let him set a fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's set a fire. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's move into him today. Let's move into him. Just say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you today. Set a fire. Lord, we need you today. I want more of you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want more of you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all join me. Let's pray for people for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, yes.
Fire.
Set a fire down in my soul.
Set a fire. Set a fire. Set a fire.
Let it burn.
Let it burn today.
Burn deep in my soul, God. Let it overflow out of me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
We want more of you, God.
More of you, God.
Come on, church, cry out to him today.
Yes.
Say, Lord, set a fire.
He's chasing you down, church. He's chasing you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's seeking you. All you got to do is turn
Let the fire burn.
Come on.
Stir it up. Stir up the fire.
Stir it up. Break those
Stir
chains.
Up the fire.
Then here in your love, here in your love, no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul.
Hallelujah.
I want more of you, God. I want more.
the fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yes.
Come on, church, cry out to him.
Feel that fire in your soul.
Fire, fire, fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Set fire, set others on fire.
Set us on fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Set a fire, Lord. A fire, a fire, a fire. Down in our soul today. Come on, church. Seek his face, Lord. Stir up the fire. Say, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love. Here in your love.
So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain.
Thank you, Lord.
Control.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want
more of you, Lord. More. Want more of you, God. Want more of you, God.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Set a fire in my
soul. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want more of you, God. More of you. Thank you, Lord. Come on, church. Let's just move into him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want more of you, God. I want
more of you.
Fire! Fire! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We need more of you, God.
More of you, God. Thank you, Lord. No place I'd rather be. Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you today. I want more of you today. More of you, more of you, more of you. More of you. More of you, Lord. Gene, I want us to pray. I want us to pray for marriages today. You know, there's so many marriages that are being attacked today.
Yes, that's right.
And Satan, he wants to come in and destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your relationship with your husband or with your wife. And so, you know, I'm so thankful that, you know, that... we made vows with each other, Gene, and I just want to remind couples of their marriage vows today.
That's right. That's right.
We got married when we were teenagers. We made these vows to each other.
Yes.
That we're
going
to love each other.
That's right.
And it's not always gone smooth, has it?
No, it doesn't always. Everything doesn't go smooth all the time.
It doesn't.
But if you love each other, and you've made that commitment, that's... You need to keep that commitment.
Keep your commitment. And you got to work through it.
Yeah, some things you got to work through.
And, you know, when I was ordained the ministry in 1968, I'll never forget the preacher, Charles Greenaway, he just said to each of the couples who were being ordained into the ministry, he just said, I want you guys to determine that you will not go to sleep at night with anything between you. And sometimes we've had to stay up late at night. But You know, we just made that determination that we were going to stay together. Right. And whatever happened, that we were going to serve each other and love each other with all of our hearts. And so I just want to, I want to remind you married couples today of the vows that you made before God. That's you right. got to keep those vows. And somebody, you know, marriage is not a 50-50 proposition, is it, Jean?
No, sometimes it's 90-10.
It is. You know? Yeah, sometimes you have to eat some crow, as we would say.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to eat some crow. But I want us to pray. Let's just to join hands and pray for marriages, because I just sense that some of your marriage is under attack, and the devil wants to break you up. And it's not just about you, it's about generations that will come after you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. And so I'm so thankful, you know, and there has to be some examples that are set, and you can be that example for your kids and your grandkids. So Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement here on this Sunday at Breakout Radio Church.
Yes.
And we pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will not only dwell in men and women and married couples today, but the fire will not go out for each other. That passion, that
That's
love
right.
for each other, that that desire to please each other. You know, that's what marriage
right.
is all about. It's all about pleasing each other.
Yeah, it's not all about you.
And I find that our marriage, you know, over the years has gotten in trouble when it became about me. Huh? Gene, you're not meeting my needs. You're not doing things that I want you to do. And you didn't say something that was pleasing to me. Huh? It can happen. And so with divorce being rampant today, we're just praying for you right now in
yes.
the name of Jesus, that the fire, that fire down in your belly, down deep inside of you, will ignite for your husband, for your wife.
Yes.
You say, Lord, it reignite the flame
That's
for
right.
our marriage. Reignite the fire in Jesus' name.
That's right.
So we break the spirit of divorce in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We break the spirit of divorce, and we pray for your marriages right now.
Yes, we do.
That there will be love and forgiveness, acceptance.
Yes.
And that passion, that desire to please each other will be strong in you, in Jesus' name.
Also, there are some of you that are divorced that, you know, different circumstances brought that about, abuse or adultery maybe, different circumstances, so
yeah.
we're not condemning that because
no.
we know that there are, but you that are married, God wants to renew your love for each other and not let it all be about you, but about your husband or your wife.
That's right. You know? We do pray for those of you that the fire went out in your marriage and divorce has taken
yes.
place. As Jean said, we love the divorcee, and There's no condemnation in Jesus.
That's right.
We pray that once again, somewhere, some way, somehow, that you'll love again, and there'll be a fire ignited
right.
for that man, that woman.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray, and we bless you right now in the name of the Lord. I want our spiritual son Ian to come. Ian's a business person. I believe that some of you, your businesses are under attack. You know, we have started at bpnradio.com. We have started Marketplace Saturday for business people, and I want him to pray for you business people. Maybe the fire's gone out in your business, or you're trying to get started. I want him to pray, because God has called you to be a minister to finance the gospel. And then before we go, we have about 5 minutes left in our service today, and we say that because we've been allotted a certain time on bpnradio.com. This service played throughout the day on Facebook Live, but we have been allotted a time on bpnradio.com. I want to pray for the businesses, and then I want him to give you an opportunity, those of you that don't know Jesus, to accept the Lord. So, Ian?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you, Papa Dale and Gene. And, you know, you said something there about marriages, and we had mentorship in our life and in our business that told us that your business will never grow outside of what's going on within your own four walls. And it's such a powerful message that your marriage needs to be repaired. Maybe you're focusing too much on your business, and what's happening at home is falling apart. And that's why your business isn't working, because you're not honoring God in that covenant that you have with your wife, between your wife and Jesus, or you, your husband and Jesus. And it's important for you to make sure that you're taking care of that. And, you know, just a reminder that you know, it calls in the Bible that guys, men, you need to love your wives, right? Do unto her as you would do unto Jesus if he was standing right there. Guys, love your wives, and wives, respect your husbands. Right, and that's such an important word to remember, that sometimes we forget that we you know, the wife might say, well, I'm feeling unloved, but I'm not showing respect, and he's saying, well, I'm not feeling respected, and I'm not showing love, and so you go into what they call the crazy cycle, and how important it is that maybe, you know, maybe things aren't going well in your business life because your home isn't in order, so making sure you're stepping back to that foundation and taking care of that. But we definitely appreciate all of you out there, and Marketplace Saturdays is what Dale has opened up the Saturday airwaves for, to help you grow in your business, to get tips, to get educated on how to prepare yourself in business better. And there's speakers throughout the day who have come on and are sharing the airwaves, and maybe you're one of the business people that could offer some contribution there. And if that's you, we would love to hear from you. If you want to have a spot on BPN Radio on Saturdays to contribute to other businesses out there, and to contribute to other people out there that need to hear a message that may be something that's helped you in your business, we'd love to hear from you. And you can email us at rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. That's rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. And let them know that you want to talk about possibly having your own spot on Saturdays. And so Marketplace Saturday is such a good one. Let's just pray for those businesses out there, though, for those of you. And one other thing that came in my heart today, actually, before we step into prayer about that, was, again, I shared this a long time ago, and some of you may remember, maybe if you haven't heard it before, but in the Christian community, within our own communities, oftentimes the dollar that gets spent is spent once in our community and then leaves and goes to another area. And I want to make sure that obviously as business people, that we are being aware of where we're spending our dollars, what other businesses that we are contributing to out there, because sometimes maybe we need to sow that seed in the right place for it to be multiplied within our own lives and in our own businesses. And so I just want to encourage you to make sure that you are being aware of where you are spending your dollars, and allowing God to work, because maybe it's not being multiplied for you because it may be in the wrong place. So, Father God, we thank you so much for all of those out there that go to work each and every day, that go to work on their businesses, that work to contribute to the kingdom, Lord, that you just continue to multiply the seeds that they sow in their relationships, in their business, in their finances, Lord, that you just take what they are giving and that they give it all to you, God, that we just recognize that you are the true CEO of our businesses and our life, God, that we give it all to you, that it's yours, Lord, that it's yours to do what you want to with, Lord, and that we just stay directed by that Holy Spirit that's inside of us, Lord, that it direct us in the right place to use our resources to allow you to help us to build the kingdom, God, to allow us to continue to share the gospel and the message out there in the marketplace and all around our lives, God. We are so grateful for everything that you do, Lord. We thank you for letting us just be here today and every day, God. It is, again, just in such awe that you love us so much, God, and we are so grateful for all of it, that we can be tuned into that, Lord. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And thank you so much, Ian. Yeah. We do want to give people an opportunity to know Jesus. If you not accept Christ as your Savior, yes, would you say this prayer after us? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. We accept you as our Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been great to have you at church today. It's been wonderful. God bless you.
Bless
we bless you.
You
in Jesus' name.
Have a blessed day. We love you.
Yes, we do.